Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Private Equity for Beginners by Henry Leon Blackman is an entry-level finance guide that explains what private equity is, how firms invest, and what happens from the first look at a company to a profitable exit. Positioned as a practical introduction, the book focuses on demystifying an industry that often feels opaque to newcomers. It outlines major private equity investing approaches commonly discussed in the field, including venture capital, growth equity, and leveraged buyouts. And it describes how private equity firms typically organize themselves and their deals, alongside the investing overview. It includes a career guide component aimed at readers who want to work in private equity and need a clearer view of roles, responsibilities, and compensation structures. The overall purpose is to provide a foundation, enough structure and vocabulary for beginners to understand conversations, evaluate opportunities, and map out next learning steps without being overwhelmed by technical detail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what private equity is and how it differs from public market investing. A core starting point for any beginner is distinguishing private equity from the more familiar world of public stocks and mutual funds. The book frames private equity as investing in privately held companies, typically with an active ownership mindset rather than a passive buy and hold approach. That difference matters because value creation in private equity is often tied to hands-on strategic and operational decisions, not only to market movements. By introducing the main categories of private market investing discussed in the book, such as venture capital, growth equity, and leveraged buyouts, the guide gives readers a simple map of where private equity sits across a spectrum of risk, maturity, and return expectations. This overview helps a reader understand why a venture-style investment in a young company differs from a buyout of an established business, and why investors may choose one approach over another. For beginners, this topic is also about language learning the basic terms used in the industry, so later discussions about deal structure, holding periods, and exits feel coherent rather than intimidating. Secondly, how private equity firms operate and structure deals. Private equity can look mysterious from the outside, so the book emphasizes the mechanics of how firms work, how they raise and manage capital, how they evaluate opportunities, and how they organize decision-making around investments. At a high level, it explains that private equity firms are designed to find attractive companies, invest with a plan, and eventually exit at a higher value. Understanding that operating model clarifies why firms care about sourcing, diligence, and post-investment involvement. The book also highlights the idea of deal structure, meaning how an investment is put together in practical terms. For a beginner, the key learning is that structure influences incentives, risk, and control, and it is not just paperwork. Even without getting lost in advanced modeling, an accessible explanation of structure helps readers see why different situations call for different approaches and how investors try to protect downside while keeping upside. This topic supports both audiences. The book targets aspiring professionals who need to understand what happens inside a firm, and business owners or curious readers who want to understand how private equity financing and ownership can be organized. Thirdly, the life cycle of an investment from sourcing to exit. One of the most practical ways to understand private equity is to follow the investment lifecycle end to end. The book describes a sequence that typically begins with sourcing, where firms identify potential targets through networks, outreach, and market scanning. It then moves into evaluation and decision making, where investors assess whether a company fits their strategy and whether the expected value creation is realistic. Next is the period after the investment, when a firm works to improve performance and increase value over time. For beginners, this life cycle perspective prevents the common misunderstanding that private equity is only about buying companies. Instead, it clarifies that a large part of the work is what happens after the transaction, monitoring results, guiding priorities, and preparing the business for a future sale or other exit. The final stage, exiting with profit, is presented as the point at which value creation becomes realized returns. Seeing these stages together helps readers connect the dots between the initial idea of an attractive company and the practical steps required to turn that idea into a successful outcome. Fourthly, understanding common private equity strategies and why they matter. The book introduces major strategies often associated with private equity and adjacent private market investing, including venture capital, growth equity, and leveraged buyouts. For a beginner, the value of this topic is not memorizing labels, but recognizing how each strategy changes what investors look for and how they create value. Venture-oriented investing commonly focuses on earlier stage businesses and emphasizes high growth potential, while growth equity generally targets companies that have already proven their model and need capital to scale. Leveraged buyouts are typically associated with acquiring more mature companies and using a mix of equity and debt, which brings its own set of risks and considerations. By presenting these strategies in a straightforward way, the guide helps readers avoid overgeneralizing private equity as a single monolithic practice. Instead, it shows that the industry includes multiple approaches with different time horizons, operating involvement, and expectations about risk and return. This strategic lens is also useful for career planning and for entrepreneurs considering funding, because the type of investor involved can shape governance priorities and the pace of change inside the business. Lastly, career paths in private equity roles, responsibilities, and compensation. A distinguishing feature of the book is its explicit career guide angle, aimed at readers who want to enter the industry and need a grounded overview of what the work looks like. It discusses roles and responsibilities in a way that helps beginners connect job titles to day-to-day activities, such as analyzing opportunities, supporting diligence, and contributing to the management of portfolio companies. The book also addresses compensation and career progression as practical concerns, helping readers understand that private equity careers often have structured pathways and clear expectations about performance. For aspiring candidates, this is useful because private equity recruiting can feel opaque. Even a simplified explanation of roles and progression can help someone decide whether the field matches their interests and skills. This topic also reinforces the earlier chapters, understanding how firms operate and how deals move through a life cycle makes the career discussion more concrete. Instead of presenting private equity as an abstract concept, the book links the industry to real work and real career decisions, which is especially valuable for readers new to finance. In conclusion, Private Equity for Beginners is best suited for readers who want a clear first orientation to the private equity industry without wading through dense textbooks. That includes students exploring finance careers, career switchers trying to understand what private equity professionals actually do, and curious investors or operators who want a practical sense of how private equity firms think and act. The main benefit is conceptual clarity by outlining common investing approaches like venture capital, growth equity, and leveraged buyouts. And by walking through how firms operate, structure deals, and move from sourcing to exit, the book gives readers a workable mental model of the industry. The career guidance adds direct usefulness because it connects the investing process to roles, responsibilities, and compensation, helping readers translate interest into next steps. Compared with many books in the category that assume strong prior knowledge, this guide stands out for its accessible tone and beginner-friendly organization. It does not try to replace deeper technical training. Instead, it builds a foundation that makes later learning, interviews, or conversations with industry participants far easier and more productive. If you would like to support Henry Leon Blackman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.